find a Bible and turn with me into the fifth chapter of the book of Exodus and focus with me. And let's get into the Word of God. And let's not only learn something from this, but let it be a part of our growth as a person. For when we apply it in our life sincerely, that's when it comes to life. Fifth chapter of the book of Exodus, we'll begin at verse 1 and read through verse 8. And then we'll share a few thoughts that God has given us. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." And the king of Egypt said unto them, "Wherefore do you, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto your burdens?" And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens." And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tale of the bricks, which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God." Lord, I thank you and I praise you tonight for what we felt in this place. And God, I feel like that there are some hearts, Lord, that need that word in the days to come. And I pray, Lord, that we just give unto them and impart unto them that which you have imparted unto us. And God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, let it be wrote upon the tablets of our heart, and let it not be easily wiped away. And let us be reminded, Lord, that you do care for us in our times of burdens. You do care for us in our times of bondage, and you are there for us through all things. And God, we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. So as we read this to get in a bit of the story, we're at a place where the children of Israel are under captivity by the Pharaoh or king of Egypt. And they had sought, as God had instructed them, to be set free from this bondage and this slavery that they had been a part of. So Moses and Aaron had went forth to speak unto Pharaoh to ask of him, as God had given them the words, to let them go. And as Pharaoh had not acknowledged God or knew of God or knew what he was not going to acknowledge their words and simply said, "Go back and do what you were doing. This is foolishness." And sometimes I know that when we receive a good word from God, that the very moment that we begin to try the very first thing in our life, personal life, business life, casual life, public life, private life, anytime that you take that first step on what God is telling you to do, you're going to face a Pharaoh somewhere that will tell you just to go back to the way that you were, to go back to your business and just go back to the way that you were suffering before. You see, as Pharaoh became upset with them, he began to make the burden, if you will, a little bit more difficult, because they were making bricks at this time, and it took straw in the process to make that mud that was holding the bricks together. And while they were doing that, Egypt was supplying them with that straw to make this so it would be easier on them to put the mud together. However, in Pharaoh's anger, he said, "Take away their supply that we give them freely and make them go forth and get it on their own, so that the work would be even twice as hard as it was before." And I don't know about you, if you've been in a situation before where you've been trying to do the right things, been trying to live right in the eyes of God, been coming to church, been tithing, been speaking rightly, been doing everything you know to do, but yet it still feels like that the taskmaster is placing double the load than what you're even able to handle. Sometimes we come in feeling like we're under this load. And I want to just remind you of some of the things that God spoke to his children even before they were ever brought out of bondage, if you're ever going to come through anything, you have got to receive the word of the Lord by faith before you'll receive it in the natural. You've got to understand that when God begins to speak to you, whether it's by song or whether it's by the word of God or whether it's through prophecy or through what you learn in the word, you've got to receive these things by faith before that you will go forward in your life. I'm talking to some people. We've been stuck in some places for a while. We've got caught in the mud, if you will. Have you seen a four-wheeler get in the mud and try to go mudding, and they'll get down in the deep part of it, and sometimes they just can't get out, and it requires something to come along and pull it out of the mud. And some of us in our Christian walk right now today may be stuck in the mud. We feel okay. We're not feeling great. We're not feeling that good, but we are tasked by the taskmaster with a great burden upon our life. I'm here to tell you that there's two different ways the enemy will work upon you. One way is a burden. I wrote this down. Burdens are your concerns, your cares, or your problems. Then there's another way the devil tries to come and attack you. It's through bondage. It's by the control of a person or substance. If we learn to recognize where our issues are, then we'll know whether we are with a burden or whether we are with bondage. And I'm here to tell you that if you are under bondage, the only way to be set free from this bondage is by the power of the Spirit of God. The only way that you will be set free is by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. No other way will you get rid of frustration unless you begin to get in the presence of God. No other way will you begin to let these burdens be lighter until you get in His presence. I'm walking through some things right now that if I stopped moving, it would be so easy to get caught in the quicksand of life. It would be so easy just to give up on what's going on around me. But I'm here to tell you that today, by faith, I receive the word of the Lord. By faith, today, I receive His promises, and I don't let what's going on around me and what I hear and what I see dictate what I believe is coming. Moses and Aaron believed on a promise that they had not even received. Tell me anything that you've ever been promised by somebody that if time went by that you wouldn't begin to wonder when it was going to happen. God did not leave them hanging, and He spoke to them a word. Can you imagine being doubled with the work that you had before just because you opened up your mouth and felt like you were doing what God had told you to do? I don't know about you, but there's been times that I preached exactly what God had told me to preach, and I would feel double the load that I felt before just because I was obeying Him. The persecution and the burdens and bondage begin to be greater when you aggravate the enemy. I'm here to tell you that if you're in a ministry and you are in a calling and you start getting on fire for God, the only thing that you're going to feel more of is the burdens and cares of life and the bondage that He'll try to put your mind under. It is no secret to me that some of the greatest preachers are still sat down because they're under bondage. So there's people that can preach far greater than me, but they're under bondage of the enemy and won't open up their mouth and let it rip. There's greater singers than there are even in this place. There's some that's not even sung their song yet, but they're under the burdens and cares of life and have not been released in their heart. And the only way that we will come through this is by the blood of Christ, by the Spirit of God, and by His word and wisdom that leads us through these things. I want to tell you something tonight. The enemy will make it harder for you to grow, but he doesn't care about you if you're sitting still. Pharaoh was just fine with them working the way they were working, and at the very thought of them beginning to leave, his heart became grievous of what he would lose. You see, what God has put inside you is good. It's in His word. Everything that is done by God that has been created in you is good. So anything that is beginning to be turned loose of Satan's grip, he will begin to try to attack you and to destroy you. I have felt the persecution day by day as I have grown in the ministry of God. It's not an easy road to walk, is it? It's not an easy path to travel. But if you will hang in there and preach His word and do what you are called to do, you will come through the things that are going on around you in victory and not in defeat. I'm here to tell you that until you learn to get free in the anointing of God, you'll never know what it feels like to be free from bondage. You'll sit under bondage all your life. There's church people right now that are going to church today, been going to church for 20 years, and have been under bondage in the same bondage they were 20 years ago. They've not learned to let go, and they're still stuck under control of some man or some woman or some doctrine or some religion. But don't be caught up in every wind
of doctrine that surrounds you. You've got to learn to be free in the anointing. And if you're not free, then you are in bondage. And if you are in bondage, it's time for change. If you are under bondage of the enemy, it's time to put it underneath your feet, for you have the power and dominion of God to do such a thing. Let us move on to the next chapter. I want you to hear some of these key points, because sometimes we take the Old Testament to be a difficult or a more difficult scripture to understand, but God's brought me here to help you and understand this even greater. Let's read from verse 1 in chapter 6, same book, Exodus. Then the Lord, some of us should be shouting by the time we get through this. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses. Can you imagine living this moment when it was happening? And he heard God speak, and he said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I also have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. We're getting into some good stuff now. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, he was given a word to Moses to go forth to speak to the discouraged. And this is the word I'm giving you tonight. Glory to God. He said, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. Well, isn't it good to know something tonight? Isn't it good to know that we have a God today? Hallelujah, that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. I want to bring out some of these phrases that are buried in this scripture that we miss sometimes trying to read it all. The first thing I hear and I read, it says, I am the Lord. Had God never spoke to us who he was, we had never known him. But for him to speak his existence and his presence unto us, we then have the honor and privilege of knowing who he is. We read another part of that scripture. It says, I will bring you out from under the burdens. There is no cares of life you have right now that God will not help you in. There's nothing. That's the good news tonight. There's nothing that you're feeling in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, in your head, your toes, your back, your fingers, your knuckles, anything that you're feeling. There's no burden that you cannot be brought out from under if you will believe in the God who speaks to you. Another part I read, it says, I will rid you out of bondage. I would not be preaching today if God had not rid me out of my bondage. I was held by the enemy. I was held by addiction. I was held by the control of the mind. But God saw fit to deliver me. And God is a deliverer of those that are in bondage. And I want to tell you that there's nothing that is set in stone in the mind of man that God cannot reach forth and touch them and change them. He will work it for your good, and he will bring you out from under the things that hold you in bondage. No matter the people that persecute you that are around you right now, even if they're the person that sleeps right next to you, I'm here to tell you that if you believe in the God in heaven, that he will bring you out of every bondage that you're under right now. If you believe in the God in heaven that is for us, that he is our God, then he will be there and move for you. It also reads in that passage, I will redeem. I will redeem. With a stretched out arm. The children of Israel were redeemed with the Passover lamb. But how many of you know that we were redeemed by the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of God? We are redeemed by the blood of Christ. They put blood upon the door. Now we have the blood on our heart. The devil can't touch for those that will believe in Jesus Christ. You also read in there, it says, I will be to you a God. He will come down and be that omnipresence that you need. He will be that power and dominion that you need. If it would have just been me that said it, it would have been in vain. If it had just been man that said they'd be God, they would have never prospered, never would have lasted through all the turmoils and tragedies of the earth. But I'm telling you, we have a God that loved us enough that said, not only will I be God, but I will be your God if you will fellowship with me. I will bring you into the land. Israel needed a place of refuge to go away from the bondage of their slavery. Satan was our taskmaster, church. Sin was our bondage. And the land that we're going to ain't Canaan, honey. It's heaven. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will find this place to be your home one day. I'm telling you, I don't know if pestilence or death or lack or hunger will come and get me one day. I don't know if it's disease or cancer or some kind of illness that's going to get me. I don't know if it's going to be sudden tragedy. I don't know if it's going to be something that'll catch me in a surprise. But one thing I do know, as I believe in Jesus Christ, as I believe in the God that I serve, there will be a land that I go to one day. Man, I feel like praising Him. There's a land I'm going to one day where I know that I won't have to worry anymore. Somebody needs to remember that there is a land where there is no sickness and your children can be well. There's a land where there is no death, and those that you bid farewell to, you will rejoin again one day. There is a land one day that won't go to where there'll be no night, no despair, no darkness, no power of the enemy any longer. His dominion will finally be over, and He'll finally be at the footstool of God forever and eternity. Will we dwell in the joy of God? Forever will we worship and be in His presence. Forever will we behold His glory. Forever will we worship unto Him, unto the likeness of God. You have to understand the Old Testament journey of the children of Israel was the love of God, even before there was a sacrificial lamb like Jesus Christ. If you see those scriptures and see their journey, the wilderness they went through represented things that we could not control. The waters that were parted represent things that were impossible to change. Talking natural elements, you couldn't have parted the water on your own, even by physical force. You couldn't have put a nuclear bomb in the middle of the Red Sea and caused it to stay apart. You can try to build a bridge and put a wall in between it to keep it parted, but that won't hold it. It'll erode and fade away. But the only way that we have been through anything, even as a people then and as a people now, is by the hand of God. In church, you've got to know. I'm telling you some good news tonight. You've got to know, if you're heavy burden and heavy laden in here, that there is a rest and a rest. Refuge in Jesus Christ. And if you're not using it, honey, I'm telling you, that's where your problem is. If you're not taking advantage of knowing the promise of God, then you'll never feel the joy when you come through it. You'll just be tired and saying, why did I ever have to go through anything and not see where God's hand was? I see His hand through my good times and through my bad times. When I was about to go too far, God's hand came down and moved in the impossible. When I didn't see another way through, God moved in my wilderness and brought me through another way. When I didn't see a way out, He brought a flood that I would be able to rid my wickedness. When I didn't see a way into that land, even through generations to come, I know that I will find it. I've heard people say all my life that they're excited about getting to heaven, but I'm just learning about how exciting it is for me. There will be no fear, no anxiety attacks, no worrying about our babies or our children or our spouses. No worrying about if we're going to get another good attendance next week at church. Not wondering if we're going to get the bill paid. No more wondering if we're going to be able to feed our families. No more wondering if the car's going to get to work the next day. Not having to wonder about the cares of life. But we'll be released and sent into a place far greater than what we can even as men and women comprehend. Turn with me into the 4th chapter of Hebrews. I'm telling you right now, you have got to receive this word. Just as God spoke it to the children of Israel, you've got to receive receive the promises of what you know you've already got before you're going to move forward through your burden. Otherwise, it will be more than what you can handle. It'll be heavier than what you can carry. There will be no comforts from your spouse or from your friends or from your family. It will only come through God. Jesus said, I am the way, and anybody that comes any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. People will steal out your joy trying to tell you what to do with your life. They'll take away the blessing you could have if you just endure a few things.